presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Daily FX market news.
August 18th, 11 o'clock America New York, FTSE 100 analysis. UK stocks remain range-bound, key levels to watch. FTSE 100 remains relatively stable with subdued momentum forming a narrow range. Technical levels assist the imminent move.
Daily FX market news.
August 18th, 10:39 America New York, US dollar price action setups. EUR, USD, GBP, USD, USD, CAD, USD, JPY. The US dollar broke out from a bull flag to start the week, and has just now broken out again, this time to fresh August highs. Can bulls drive the bid? BBC News Business.
August 18th, 10:23 America New York, Jim Ratcliffe. Who is the man bidding for Man Utd? One of the UK's richest men, Sir Jim has built a multi-billion pound business by buying unloved assets.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
August 18th, 9:51 America New York, in high-stakes inflation game, Wall Street bets the Fed is bluffing. The market rebound reflects a belief that inflation has peaked and rates will go down sometime next year, an outlook Fed officials have tried to dismiss.
Global economy. August 18th, 9:40 America New York, Norway steps up rate rises and warns of more to come. Norges Bank raises borrowing costs by 50 basis points for second time this year in effort to tame inflation.
Marginal revolution.
August 18th, 9:30 America New York, not so simple as just giving the IRS more money. That is the topic of my latest Bloomberg column. After detailing the very backward, often 1970s level of IT at the IRS, yes, it will horrify you, the column continues.
New York Times Business.
August 18th, 9:30 America New York, in search of growth, Kohl's expands Sephora shops to all stores. The department store chain, under pressure to bolster its finances, said that the beauty shops are a way to attract new and younger consumers.
New York Times Business.
August 18th, 9:26 America New York, the Fed sees housing trouble ahead. There have been conflicting signals in the housing market, and several factors may stop any slowdown from turning into a slump, far from a bust.
Daily FX Market News.
August 18th, 9:20 America New York, DAX 40 stages modest bounce as Fed's nuanced message fails to inspire equity rally. The index posted a moderate recovery following yesterday's sell-off, while the Fed minutes failed to inspire.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
August 18th, 9:08 America New York, Turkey's central bank cuts rates in surprise decision. The central bank's first cut in 8 months resumes an unconventional policy demanded by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that triggered a currency crisis last year.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
August 18th, 9:05 America New York, Americans spent more time streaming than watching cable TV in July, a first. Americans spent more of their TV viewing time streaming content on services like Netflix, YouTube, and HBO Max than they did watching cable TV, according to Nielsen.
Digital finance.
August 18th, 9:02 America New York, Blockchain for FIS, Nicole Olson and Patrick Campos. How close are financial institutions to operating on blockchain rails, and why do they want to be there? The post Blockchain for FIS, Nicole Olson and AMP. Patrick Campos appeared first on Digital Finance.
New York Times Business.
August 18th, 9 o'clock America New York, U.S. to begin formal trade talks with Taiwan. The announcement comes amid tensions with China over the self-governing island, which several American lawmakers recently visited.
Global economy.
August 18th, 8:07 America New York, Turkey surprises with 100 BP interest rate cut as inflation soars. Central bank rate reduction to 13% sends currency sliding.
BBC News Business.
August 18th, 6:14 America New York, Gateshead factory closure puts 430 jobs at risk. Orchard House Foods wants to relocate production from Gateshead to its base in Northamptonshire.
Finance and economics.
August 18th, 6:11 America New York, how to encourage electric car use. America has increased subsidies, just as other countries are cutting theirs.
Finance and economics.
August 18th, 5:32 America, New York, the investor whose ascent mirrored India's. Rakesh Jhunjhunwala died on August 14, aged 62.
Global economy.
August 18, 5:20 America, New York, Britain's expected to extend pandemic trend of drinking more at home. Australia's largest listed wine producer says demand will stay strong despite cost of living crisis.
BBC News Business.
August 18, 5:04 America, New York, Sir Jim Ratcliffe, billionaire wants to buy Manchester United. British billionaire Sir Jim Ratcliffe wants to buy Manchester United if the Glazer family put the club up for sale.
Marginal Revolution.
August 18, 0:10 America, New York, Emergent Ventures India, fourth cohort. Here is the latest EV India cohort, and I am delighted to see more applications from young women and teenagers. I note also that a lot of the applicants for EV India are increasingly from smaller towns, or were raised in small towns before moving to larger cities for their projects.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
August 17, 2118 America, New York, a tiger by the tail. Comments after my post asking for libertarian monetary ideas mostly focused on the question of what it means to abolish the Fed. 1. Some regard the phrase as not being literal, rather a call for the Fed to stop exceeding its mandate when intervening in the economy.